You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Last Friday, we were out asking people if they plan to vote in tomorrow's primary election. One man's comment was particularly striking.
My name is Eric, and I'm from the great city of Ypsilanti, Michigan. I would love to vote in the primary election on August 7th. So, unfortunately, I'm unable to vote because I'm parole through the Michigan Department of Corrections, and I honestly feel that it is unfair that we don't have the right to vote.
Well, we immediately got a message from Alan Wachendorfer. He's with the Michigan chapter of the National Association of Social Workers. And Alan is a formerly incarcerated person who's a founding member of a group called Nation Outside. Alan, welcome. Good to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here.
So what is it that you want Eric to know about being formerly incarcerated and voting?
I want Eric to know he does have the right to vote in Michigan. Although he probably needs to re-register to vote, he still has time to do that for the November election. If he's not currently registered, he won't be able to vote tomorrow. But just because he has a felony record does not mean he has lost that right.
So I'm interested, how widespread is this misconception that felons can't vote?
Well, it's very widespread, and for good reason, because nationally, about 1 in 40 people have been disenfranchised by laws that tell people who have a criminal record that they cannot vote. But that's not true in Michigan. Fortunately, we have the ability to vote. Once you are done serving your time from incarceration, you can re-register and your rights are restored automatically.
So why do you think there is so much confusion over this?
Well, it's tough because every single state is different. Some states, there are two in the nation, you can vote while you're incarcerated. Other states, you can vote once you're done with incarceration. Others, you do lose your rights while you're on probation and parole. And then there's a few yet that are even stricter where you lose your rights forever. And what that has caused is a huge amount of disenfranchisement. I mean, like I said already, 1 in 40 people nationally have lost their right to vote. And that number is even bigger for the African-American population, which is 1 in 13. But at Nation Outside, we're working really hard to make sure that folks in Michigan who have a criminal background, who have been incarcerated or are on probation or parole, do know that they have the right to vote. All they have to do is register. In fact, people who are in jail who have not been sentenced yet, they also can vote absentee.
I guess that patchwork quilt of laws really has led to a lot of misconception. Any idea, like, how many people we might be talking about? How many votes that we could be missing?
I would guess at least in the tens of thousands and probably even more because, I mean, there are almost 40,000 people incarcerated in Michigan now, and thousands get released every year. And so the number could really be huge.
Now, your story, you are someone who was formerly incarcerated, right?
I am.
And so what was the path that led you to found Nation Outside?
So we started Nation Outside because we realized that a group of us, formerly incarcerated people, got together. We realized that there were a lot of conversations going on, fortunately, about criminal justice reform. We saw that a lot of people were talking about how, you know, this system is not working. It's broken. It needs to be fixed. But what we realized at the same time was there weren't any groups out there that represented formerly incarcerated people themselves. And we wanted to have a seat at that table because people who have lived through the system really know best on how to fix that system. And so our goal is to be part of the conversation about criminal justice reform and to get other people, as they get released from prisons, get them engaged civically, either voting or at the policy table, reforming the system so that it works better and doesn't disenfranchise people.
And Alan, tell us about the specific choice of those terms, formerly incarcerated person or returning citizen. What message do those terms send as compared to parolee or ex-convict?
Well, words like parolee or ex-convict defines us by our worst mistake. So we want to flip that and be known as citizens, we are citizens too. So a lot of us refer to ourselves as returning citizens, but people that have been out for quite a while, I've been out for 10 years now. I've moved to using the term formerly incarcerated person, or just call me Alan. Call me, you know, what you would call any other person. But in the context of a conversation like this, we prefer formerly incarcerated because that shows that that's part of our past. That's not who we are anymore. We're a different person now, and we're moving forward.
And how have you seen, Alan, this greater involvement with the formerly incarcerated? How do you see that affecting communities as people do kind of dig in and start really speaking up?
Well, it impacts communities because we're all going to be your neighbor. There are so many people that are getting released from prison on a daily basis or from jail. We're going to be your neighbor. And so, giving us the allowing us access to the tools that we need to be successful is in the best interest of everyone, because we're coming home to our communities. But when we have an opportunity to get involved, to have a second chance, to get a job, to be able to vote, to get into higher education, to be active members of society, then we do good, and then our neighborhoods do good, and our cities do good, and the people that are around us all benefit from that.
So as you say, it is too late for people to register for tomorrow's primary, but your most overarching message to any formerly incarcerated people listening who thought, like Eric, they could not vote, and that message is?
Get out there and vote. Check to see if you're registered. You can go online to the Secretary of State website and check that, and get engaged. Get registered and get out there and vote, and join Nation Outside.
Alan Wackendorfer is a founding member of Nation Outside. The group works to get people who have served time in prison engaged civically. And yes, that indeed includes voting. Thank you so much, Alan.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.